As the deadline to resolve Brexit approaches, attention turns to the UK's House of Commons and, presiding over the more than 600 fractious, rambunctious, sometimes rude legislators, the Speaker of the House, the inimitable John Bercow, known in the UK and increasingly abroad, for this.
Order! 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 Order!
Bercow is the House's loquacious ringmaster. He's also playing an increasingly important role in what kind of Brexit the UK may pursue. Lucky us, NPR's Frank Langfitt recently spoke with Bercow and filed this report from London.
Bercow, who served as Speaker since 2009, can sometimes come off like a stern schoolmaster when trying to keep parliamentarians in line.
Mr. Shelbrooke, be quiet. I know you feel strongly, and I respect that. I'm not having you shouting out. You either undertake now to be quiet, or I strongly advise you to leave the chamber for the rest of the debate. Stop it.
Other times, Bercow can seem like a walking thesaurus.
People making an extraordinary noise from a sedentary position haven't got the slightest prospect of being called to ask a question unless on the paper. If they realise that and recognise their own folly. Jeremy Corbyn.
I met Bercow recently in his cavernous office overlooking the River Thames, and asked him how he came to speak in such a distinctive manner.
I think I probably acquired my speaking style courtesy of my late father.
Bercow, who grew up in North London, says his father was an armchair politician who loved to talk.
And he was given to speaking in paragraphs. He didn't split an infinitive. He wouldn't put a preposition at the end of a sentence.
Continuing to talk about his father, who died when Bercow was in his 20s, the speaker began to tear up.
He was a small business person. He ran a car business, not particularly successfully, but he was as honest as the day. And he was a good dad. He didn't see me enter Parliament, still less did he see me get to the position of Speaker. But I very much admired the way he communicated.
Bercow says he tries to use his gift of gab to diffuse tension. For instance, with members of Parliament like Carl Turner, of the opposition Labour Party, whom Bercow says likes to yell at members of the government during debates.
It's quite easy for me, as I have done a number of times over the years, to turn to him and say, "Order, Mr. Turner, you are a very overexcitable denizen of the House. Go and lie down in a dark room and perhaps take some sort of soothing medicament and you will probably feel better."
Bercow, who's 56 years old and stands 5'6", acknowledges that some find him irascible, but he says when an MP is banging on too long, a speaker must instill discipline.
It's no good the chair standing rather limply and saying, "Well, does the honourable gentleman think that he perhaps might just possibly at some point consider resuming his seat?" Well, obviously that's not going to be effective. You sometimes just have to say, "Order!"
Bercow lives with his family in an apartment inside the Parliament building. In person, he's warm, intellectually engaging, and intensely curious. The vast majority of British people, however, do not speak like John Bercow. And Bercow's biographer, Bobby Friedman, thinks it's a put-on.
I think it's an affectation that has become part of his personality. He will never use two words if he can use a thousand.
Bercow denies it.
It's not based on contrivance. It's not a performance. It's not artificial. It's me.
While Bercow's style entertains, his role in Parliament is crucial, especially at this turning point in British history. As Speaker, Bercow chooses which amendments members will vote on, which could shape Brexit, the greatest challenge the United Kingdom has faced in decades. Bercow opposed Brexit, but unlike in the American system, the House Speaker is officially neutral, a referee, and the Prime Minister who sits in Parliament controls the legislative agenda. Some members of Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet have accused Bercow of flouting long-standing rules to favor lawmakers who oppose Brexit, to the disadvantage of the Prime Minister, who's trying to drive it through. Bercow's biographer, Bobby Friedman, explains.
What we've seen recently is that John Bercow has ripped up precedent. So even though things have been a particular way for hundreds of years, John Bercow says, "No, I'm just going to let Parliament do something a completely different way." So that's taking power away from the executive.
So that your listeners are clear, it's not for the Speaker to back Brexit or to block Brexit.
Instead, Bercow says his job is to support lawmakers.
The one consistent thread or current percolating through my political career had been a passion for Parliament, a belief in the legislature, an enthusiasm for the idea of representation, an idea that this is the theatre in which great causes are played out.
And so I'm wondering, why is it so important, do you think, to be an advocate for Parliament?
Because otherwise it would be dominated, almost completely controlled by government. In our system, we do not have a separation of powers, unlike in the United States.
Burko's come under other criticism as well. Former staff members have accused him of bullying, which he emphatically denies. Bobby Friedman, Burko's biographer, says under similar circumstances, other speakers would have resigned.
They were very serious allegations, huge pressure on him, but he just carries on regardless. And Brexit, I think, saved him.
Friedman says that's because members of Parliament, particularly those who oppose Brexit, were against changing speakers at such a pivotal moment. Burko, who's been re-elected speaker three times, isn't ready to step down anytime soon.
At this very important juncture in our national life, there's a lot to be said for an experienced hand on the tiller. I don't think it's, frankly, time for an ingenue.
And he still has a lot of work ahead. Next week, the Prime Minister will give the House a progress report on her negotiations with the EU and could face amendments from lawmakers who want to prevent the UK from crashing out of the EU with no deal or even delay Brexit. And it'll be up to Burko to decide if and when those issues come to a vote. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.